It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you with us here on the beautiful campus of Benedict and College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our college hoops doubleheader this evening as the Ravens play host to the Culver Stockton Wildcats out of Canton, Missouri. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and it is an exciting game between two very, very good teams coming up here next. Benedictin, they're hot. It's as simple as that. They come into the game here tonight, and they've been on the road so much, but they've won five of their last six, okay? They started off 2022 on a three-game winning streak. That heartbreaker that they lost in overtime at Baker, their only blemish. Tonight's just the second home game of 2022 for the Ravens, and they are perfect at home, 6-0 at home. Think what we're going to do. You can hear them in the background. The Benedictine College Pep Band, they've been here all night. It's Student Appreciation Night. And tell you what, they're doing a great job. The students are hearing fantastic numbers. And we're going to take a moment. We're going to return. We're going to bring you starting lineups, a lot of insight into the game, and then play-by-play. It promises to be an exciting college basketball game. All that and more when we return right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The voice of the Benedictine Ravens and your local high school sports, Hot Country 93.7.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
The voice of Atchison. Local news, farm, weather, and sports. Hot Country 93.7.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Oh, they call it the secret.
as we return, that PA guy, he's doing a great job down there, and he's introducing the starters. So I say, why not? Let me introduce the starters for this game to you. First of all, for the Culver Stockton Wildcats, their fourth season head coach, Aaron Hill. They are coming to the ballgame tonight, 13-5 overall, and remarkably, and I find it oddly, 4-5 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. They're going to be starting Javon Monister, a 5'10" senior from Denton, Texas, out of Richland Community College. You're going to find, here goes the lights. I always forget this every time. Okay. Going to have Jalen Blaze. We got to talk about Jalen. He is it. Out of the University of Central Missouri, his original home, Brooklyn, New York, he's a 6'3" junior. Alonzo Ortiz Taylor. Taylor is a tough man in the middle of 6'5", the senior from Woodside, New York, out of Gregorian Court University. 6'6", junior Jim King from Troy, Missouri, and a transfer from Southwestern College. 6'7", 225-pound senior from Clarksville, Texas, Quentin Wallace. So for CSC, it's going to be Monister, Blaze, Ortiz Taylor, King, and Wallace. For the Benedictine Ravens, and head coach Ryan Moody in his 11th season. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today, as we mentioned, at 12-6. They are 6-3 in the Heart, and they are going to be starting the 5'10" senior from Topeka, Nysir Scott. From St. Joe, Missouri, Jaden Bristol, a 6-foot senior. From St. Joe, Missouri, Matt Austin, a 6-foot senior. From St. Joe, Missouri, Saxton Thuston, a 6'2" senior. And from Liberty, Missouri, 6'5" senior, Tyson Cappy. There are games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this evening. We mentioned it earlier. The other game is going to be Mount Mercy at Peru State, and then a full slate on Saturday. Central Methodist is traveling up to Clark for their next game. Culver Stockton, rather, is going to be at Park. Central Methodist at Clark, Mount Mercy at Evangel, Mid-America, Peru, Graceland at Baker, and of course, we will be with Benedictine at William Penn. With their loss last night, by the way, as Evangel fell to Park, 88-62, the Benedictine men take over sole possession of first place in the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division at 6-3. Evangel 6-4. Then the next teams up are 5-4, 5-5, 4-5, 4-5. So the Ravens up top all by themselves. About ready to get it away with this one here tonight. Benedictine in the home whites with black lettering, a trim, little red edging. And for Culver Stockton, it is black uniforms, white lettering and trim with some blue. Here's the Ravens with the ball. They'll take the tip, and we are underway. Matt Austin will have it deep in the right corner. Benedictine is on offense. Matt will kick it over to the right side. That's going to be Bristol to Matt for three. Not going to go, and the rebound out of bounds to Culver Stockton. Okay, here's the guy. We talked about him in the introductions, Jalen Blaze. This guy is the real deal. He is averaging 17.6 points a game for Culver Stockton this season. And against Graceland about a week or so ago, he scored a season-high 46, okay? That ties a 48-year-old record for Culver Stockton for most points in a game. So 46 that day for Blaze. He's been fantastic for this team. Shot goes up by Culver Stockton, missing. Benedictine with a rebound, and back up the floor they're going to come. Ravens back on offense. We're a minute into the game, each team with one possession, neither team with a point. Here's Bristol for the long two. No rebound. Culver off the floor. Coming up with it is going to be Jalen Blaze. Blaze will dump it over into the right corner, way down deep to Jim King. Back out on top, it'll come to Monister. Again, Blaze will have it. Nysir in his hip pocket. Nysir's drawn a tough job defending this man. Here's a feed inside. The little turnaround shot is going to be up and good. And Culver Stockton has broken out on top. 2-0 on the bucket by Jim King. 18.5 to go here in the opening half. Benedict sometimes finds himself trailing early in games, and that has been sort of an issue for them and the things that they've been wanting to fix and wanting to kind of try to work through a little bit. And particularly when you come up against, it's hard to do when you come up against a team like Culver who can score. Culver Stockton as a team is averaging over 78 points a game. And they give up 74 plus points a game. So when they're out there, there's going to be some offense. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over on the inbound, driving up. We're going to get a running shot blocked by Nystier. Oh, one-on-one down court. Listen to the crowd. They appreciate that defensive play. It is still a 2-0. Wildcat leads. The feed underneath. The shot goes up, and my goodness, Tyson missed it. Rebound. Followed up and knocked in. Corbin and Eckman by Saxton Thuston. It is a 2-2 game. It's 17:40 to play in the first half. Topside with the Culver is going to be Quinton Wallace. Back on top, Matt King. He swings side to side. King plays the four on this team. Now they go to Quinton Wallace. Got inside. Easy two for a post for Culver Stockton. And the Wildcats back up by a pair at 4-2. 17-17 to go here in the first half. Ravens get the ball across the timeline and quickly down the left side. They go to Saxton. Back over to Matt. Austin comes up on top. Gets picked up by a double team. Dumps it into the corner to Nysier. Let's go with the three and hits it. Nysier Scott. Ravens with their first lead of the evening at 5-4. 16:50 to play here in the first. Coming to play tonight, the Benedictine is second in the conference in three-point percentage, and that shot shows you just how good they are from the outside. The shot goes up missing, and out of bounds, it'll come back again to Culver Stockton with 12 on the shot clock. Ravens are hitting 36.9% of their three-point shots, averaging 7.5 three-point shots a game. So they are a very capable perimeter shooting team. Get Eric Cruzwell, and I'm going to tell you there will be even more of those things go up. Skip pass into the lane. The shot is up. Hits the bottom of the rim. No good. Behind the back bounce pass. Shot up. No good. Tipped out by Tyson and rebounded down by Bristol. Here comes Benedictine. Jaden Bristol will walk it up. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by one. Comes out on top, Saxton, right side, Matt. Austin drives into the lane, dumps it over to Tyson, and again, as he goes up, he's put on the floor. Gets up, and he is fine, but a foul against Culver Stockton. Alonzo Ortiz Traylor, and that is his first. Say what, Alonzo is a very capable player. He leads this team in assists. He's had some huge rebounding games. He leads his team in that as well. Leads the team in blocks. He is an athlete in the middle. First free throw is up and not going to go in. One more shot coming up here for Tyson and Caffey. Tyson's second free throw is good. So the Ravens push their lead to 2. It's 6-4. And for Benedictine, Tyson out of the ball game, and Eric Cruz will make an early entry in tonight. So for the Ravens, it is going to be Cruz, Houston, Austin, Bristol, and Scott. 15:50 to go in the first half. Culver with the basketball. Works around to the right side. That's going to be Ortiz Traylor. Shot is up. No, and I think we have a foul called. We do. And quickly as that, and Eric Cruz foul. So Eric's in the game for, like, what, 10, 12 seconds? Picks up his first personal foul. Benedictine, team foul one. So each club with only one foul. Culver will dish it over to the baseline left. That's going to be Kings it again. Saxton trying to defend him. Then Jackson reaches in, knocks the ball away, and goes out of bounds, and going to come back in again to Culver Stockton. They've got 7 on the shot clock, and it'll be put in play right in front of the Benedictine bench, right kind of about in the center. Right in front of Joel Adise, in fact. And top side, they're going to go to Monaster. Starts in, kicks it over. Here's King for a three. Way too hard. It never hit iron. And they're going to make the Ravens put it back in play. They had come up with a rebound, but the clock had expired. And the Ravens are going to take out Nysier. And checking in for Benedictine is going to be Ahmad Lewis. So Ahmad comes into the game. Ahmad Lewis has got more PT. He's just improved and improved as the season has gone along. So a big benefit for this team out of Kansas City. He's a 6 foot, 2 inch sophomore guard fading away. Saxton boosting for two. Saxton has four of Benedictine's 8 points. Raymond leading it now at 8-4. We've got just inside 15 minutes to play. First half, BC with their largest lead of the game. It comes out on top. That's King with it again. Between the circles, Blaze. Chandler's just going to pull up for three. That's an air ball, and he looks at the ceiling, swings his head around, and just can't believe how badly he missed it, and they're taking him out of the game. He's walking over with kind of that smile like, man, coach, I don't know what happened to that shot, but it just wasn't even close. And he's right, it was not. First sub in. Now we're going to see Zach Reswinkie. He is out of Illinois. He is a 6'4" senior. BC to the right side. Here's Ahmad for three. Nope. King with a rebound. Up court with the Culver Stockton and Monaster. Top of the key will come. Caleb Kaiser is in as well. Here's a falling away shot from the left side. It's up and no good. And Benedictine will get the ball in play. Shot off the rim. Kerem's up clear over the top of the backboard and goes out of bounds. So for the Ravens, Jaden Bristol up the floor. 6 minutes into the contest, and it's an 8-4 BC lead. Very low scoring to start this tonight. Not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Here's Cruz with the ball, trying to drive in on King. Has it knocked out of his hand, able to go back and retrieve it. Kicks it out to Matt. 9 on the shot clock. Matt working in front of Coach Hill. Falls away from 14. Kansas. Matt Austin. I'll tell you what. Matt has had some fantastic games and comes in here tonight hitting that one. Last time he was in this gym, 33 points for Matt Austin. It is now a 10-4 Benedictine lead, 13 and a half to go in the half. Shot from the top for King for three, two hunt off the back of the rim, and as Cruz starts to come down with it, it's taken away, followed up, no, taken away, followed up, no, taken away, followed up, no, and this time, Rams are going to bring it down, and for Culver, point-blank shots, and four of them. And then as Bristol comes up the floor, he is bowled over and fouled. I don't know if they will say he was in the act of shooting, though. It's Javon Monster has his first foul. It will be Benedictine ball coming into the baseline. Saxton out of the Raven lineup, and Jaden Timmy is in at 13:08 to go. First half, Bristol works his way left, topside Timmy. He's going to go straight up and hit a three. How about that? He came in and in 11 seconds put 3 points on the board, and we're going to get a Culver Stockton timeout. Benedictine has come out and put together some offense, put together a big lead. 12:57 to go in the half. It's now Benedictine 13, Culver Stockton 4.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Here's a little turnaround shot off the inbound, and as quickly as that, Culver Stockton comes out of the timeout. Alonzo Ortiz-Taylor goes up, and it's down 13-6. Here's Matt Austin with it. Ravens back on offense. Matt falling away from 15, makes it look so easy, his fourth point. 15-6, and for the second time, Benedictine leads it by 9. We're down to 12:20 to go in the rapidly moving, actually, first half. Men's college basketball here tonight on CARE Radio. Ladies' game was first. The BC women with a nice win. And the guys seeing if they can't put together a sweep over Culver Stockton. From 15 feet away, the ball is going to be batted away and stolen by Eric Cruz. They start to go up with a shot, but Zach Resnicki could not. And now the pass down the baseline was off. It was a beautiful play set up to hit Ahmad Lewis, cutting at the baseline. And it's going to come back in again to CSC. Wildcats will make yet another substitution. They're looking for the right combination. Keyshawn Petty will come in, a freshman from St. Louis. Keyshawn Petty out of Parkway North High School. For those of you familiar with the St. Louis area, here's a three by Culver. Nope. Matt Austin gets downstairs and rebounds it down. Benedictine by nine with 11.5 to go in the half. Austin starts to drive. He pulls up a defender in his face and somehow hits that three. How'd you do that? It's a magic shot by Matt Austin. And the Ravens are now up a dozen. It is 18-6 with 11:15 to play. Still in the opening half. Benedictine putting up, that's a lot of points. I'm just going to tell you, this has got him on an 85 or so point pace. Here's a shot at the baseline. May have been deflected a little bit by Austin. Missed away. Rebound Cruz. Ravens up the floor. Coach Moody on his feet all the way near midcourt, indicating the offensive play. He wants to see his team set. And Matt Austin pulls up with a shot. Rebound tipped out on top and saved by Ahmad Lewis. Nicely done by Jaden Timmy to knock that ball out topside. Ravens will feed underneath for Cruz, and he couldn't get a handle on it. Back up before Culver Stockton. Ortiz Traylor has the ball. Starts left, comes right, has it stripped out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. Ravens ball on that defensive play by Matt Austin. Matt is quick. Not just fast, but he's quick. Got the quick hands, got the quick jump, got the quick release on the shot. 10.5 to go. First half of this game, Benedictine by a dozen and up the floor with it, they will come. Jaden Bristol cruises over to the right side, picked up by Keyshawn Petty over in the man defense. Here's Matt Austin on top. He'll go baseline left, start to drive in, back to it. A little mismatch happening there. Back out on top, it's going to come. The feed underneath, looking for Timmy. He got hit and spun around, and the defensive right there saw it. The foul is going to be on Nick Spanas. Bonus recently into the game, and he is a 6'6 freshman from Decatur, Illinois. Driving in, E. Cruz hits something good for two. And at 10 minutes to play in the half, the Ravens go up 20-6. It is their largest lead. Right side, the long three. That is an air ball. It misses 2 feet wide to the left side. And another Culver Stockton timeout. Coach Hill's going to try to circle the wagons. He needs to figure out what is going on. And right now, what's going on is Benedictine is playing really, really well. Taking a break, Joseph at 9:49 to go. We're in the opening half of the men's game. Benedictine 20, Culver Stockton 6.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You got to understand that just because Benedictine is leading here by 14 points, this game is by no stretch over. The best thing the Ravens could do is try to keep this team down. They do not play well when they score in the small numbers. If they're scoring in the 60s, they've not scored a game in the 50s. In the 60s, they are 0-1. But once you get into the middle upper 70s and 80s, they end up going 9-3, 2-1, 2-0 when they get to 90. So keeping them at a low number like this behooves Benedictine's opportunities here tonight. Ravens are going to put the ball in play coming out of the timeout. And we get an offensive foul called. And it's going to be on Jaden Timmy. So Jaden Timmy will have his first foul of the game. The Ravens will have picked up their second. Three team fouls by Culver Stockton. CSC continues to rotate athletes in and out of the game. They have brought Nick Spanis out there. I mentioned him out of Decatur. He is a big guy, and now we have another whistle on the far side. Back it will come in for Culver Stockton. Keyshawn Petty out there, not very big, out of St. Louis, Missouri. He's got him listed at 5'10", and, well, be extremely, extremely generous. On the floor right now, Petty, Blaze, Spanis, Resnicki, and Wallace. For Benedict and Scott, Timmy, Austin, Cruz, and Lewis. And now, the officials holding a play, and I'm not sure what they're waiting on, but we get it back in. And here comes CSC. Culver in the traveling black uniforms, Benedict in the home white uniforms. 9:20 to go in the half. Resnicki goes into the lane, tries to get a shot, can't, brings it back on top. Here it goes from 17 and misses, and a rebound down to Jaden Bristol. Bristol up court with it. Jaden with it up top side, looking in, looking into something. The offense work a little bit. Now he will accelerate right side of the lane through three defenders, gets a shot up, and he lands on the floor, no foul called. Up the floor the other way, it's going to come Petty. He'll take it to the baseline to Blaze. Throws it across the floor, nearly lost, but saved way out on the edge by Resnicki. And now the official blows a whistle, and this is going to be a Jaden Bristol foul. Jaden Bristol picked up his first. Team fouls are now evened at three apiece, and Culver will return their starting point guard, Javon Modester, out there. Bristol's going to come out for Benedict, and Cruz comes out. Timmy comes out. So let's just reset the Raven five as you look out across the floor left to right. I see Ahmad Lewis and Nysir Scott. I've got Matt Austin, Saxon Thuston, and Tyson Cathy. McSponis hits a three. He just pulls up and knocks one in. That is the first three-point shot of the evening for Culver Stockton, and the Raven lead trimmed to 11 to 20 to 9. 6.5 to go in a pretty quick-moving first half. Driving shot for the Ravens does not go in for Ahmad, but he got fouled. And the foul by Monister, his second of the game, is going to put Benedictine and Ahmad at the free throw line. Well, Monister stay out there, I wonder, with those two fouls and still 8:15 to go in the half. The free throw? No. Ahmad Lewis continues to look for his first point of the game. Second free throw rolls around, and it's good. So Ahmad, point number one. Ahmad's not great at the free throw line. He's a 44% free throw shooter on the season, but he gets one of the two there, making it 21-9 Ravens. And on the other end, the layup up and good. Quentin Wallace with 4 points is now his team's leading scorer. 21-11 Benedictine as we go inside. 8 to go. First half. Top side, the Ravens at work around to the left. Saxton. Here's Ahmad with it. Skip pass to Tyson. He's backing in, and a guard just comes up. Tyson dribbling the ball. Fives can't dribble the ball. Guard comes up from the top and just reached in, picks his pocket. Back down with it will come Culver. A running one-handed shot. Rainbow's up. No. Offensive follow. Yeah. And that was a quick shot. Quentin Wallace is showing his medal out here. He's got a half a dozen, and it's 21-13. That Benedictine lead is dwindling. 7:20 to go in the half. Ravens have not scored now and going on 3 minutes. And we're going to get a jump ball in the middle. Ahmad Lewis getting tied up by a much smaller Javon Monister for Culver Stockton. Lewis is going to come out of the game. Back into the BC lineup. Here come Jaden Bristol, and Coach Booty has rotated the starting five back in. Nysir Scott, Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, and Tyson Cathy. We approach 7 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading at 21-13, but Culver Stockton with the basketball, and back on offense they come. Out on top it's going to be Wallace. He's a big guy. Kicks it over to the right. A three launched and very short. Bristol rebounds down the miss by Spanis. Here comes Nysir Scott. He will make his way over to the left side, way out on the edge. No room to get to the baseline. Brings it back out on top to Matt. Austin looking left, looking right, driving in. Shakes King, goes in with a left hand and hits it, Matt Austin. What a job, Matt, with 9 points now in his 23-13 Benedictine. 6.5 to go before intermission. Cover left, pushing off, left, backing in on Tyson Caffey. Goes up, and we're going to get a Tyson Caffey foul. Tyson will have his first of the game. Back into the game, Jim King, and out of the lineup, Nick Spanis. 6:20 left, first half. Ravens up 10. The feed to the free throw line to King. Has it slapped away for a minute by Austin, but King will be able to recover. Push it off on top to Ortiz Trailer, who will lean and shoot it off the window, but can't get the roll to go in. And Benedictine losing control of the ball for a moment, but Bristol deftly is able to go back, retrieve it. And as we go inside 6 minutes to go in the half, Benedictine is back on offense. Ravens in the forecourt. Nice here out on top to Matt. Austin, a little right-hand dribble, directing traffic with the left. Walks his way around to the right side and gets out in front of the Culver bench. Starts in the middle, backs away, dumps it over to the edge to Saxton. And they'll say he traveled with the basketball. It'll be put in play right in front of the Benedictine Pep Band with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half from the Ravens. Hanging on to that 23-13 lead. Back up the floor. A little left-hand dribble here for Ortiz Trailer, who goes in, and there's an easy underhand shot. 23-15. Ravens. A little over 5 minutes to go. First half. Bristol. Jaden Timmy's back in. Timmy goes back in for Tyson Caffey. He thought about the three and says no. Gets into the middle of Bristol. To the right side, Nicer for three. Too strong. And a Culver Stockton rebound swept away by Quentin Wallace. Wallace over to the right side and up court with the basketball. Wildcats. They'll go to the edge to King. Out on top it comes Seth Larson. Seth has it stripped away but saved nicely by Wallace. And Culver will keep the offense going. And now it's going to be knocked away by Jaden Timmy. Here comes Benedictine. Matt down the floor. Looked around. He's 1-on-4 and says, this is not good. He'll wait for his team. Ravens run the offense. 4.5 to go in the half. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by 8, 23-15. Thuston deep in the left corner, comes out on top. Timmy, head fake, shakes his defender, goes into the lane, has the shot rejected, but a blocking foul called on Culver. And I suspect Timmy will come to the line. That is going to be foul number 2. On Alonzo Ortiz Trailer. And I do suspect that it's also going to bring Zach Rizwinicki back in. The free throw's good by Jaden Timmy. He now has 4 points. Second free throw? Yes. So Timmy has 5, and Culver takes a full timeout. We're going to enjoy a break, Joseph. What do you think of that? Sounds like a plan, doesn't it? 4:23 to go. We're in the opening half in the Nolan. It's Benedictine up 10, Ravens 25, Wildcats 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
We are so glad to have you with us for college basketball this evening on KAIR Radio. We're also going to be thrilled when you rejoin us tomorrow night for high school hoops from the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational, and then on Saturday afternoon as these Benedictine men and women once again will take to the hardwood. We're going to be up in Oskaloosa, Iowa at William Penn for games there. So Stay with us here on Care. Keep that dial. Just put on 93.7. Put my knob off. You never need to change that. And, Joseph, I just dated myself by talking about the knob on the radio. Here's a jump shot off the inbound play, and Jalen Blaze has his fourth point of the game. 25-17. Pull the knob off the radio. Crying out loud. BC back on offense. The feet underneath and going up strong. Timmy and gets fouled again. Jaden doing a great job of just asserting himself in the middle. Foul is on Culver, Seth Larson. Seth Larson is out of Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri, if you're familiar with that area. Free throws up and good. And Jaden Timmy having a nice first half. That is his sixth point of the game. This one, perfect. Jaden has a very low trajectory, kind of a flat shot at that free throw, but he's pretty good at it and makes them count. Coming into the game tonight, he was 24-36 on the season, and Culver Stockton back up the floor, and once again, they trail by 10. Here's a three from the other end. Fails. Rebound. Jaden Timmy gets it away to Bristol, and here comes Benedictine. Ravens dump it over to Matt Austin. Out on top, Bristol. Left side it goes to Saxton. Took his eye off the ball. And the Ravens will turn it over. We're going to get Nicer out of the ball game, and the Ravens are going to get taller now as they will return to the floor. Eric Cruz. You got Eric out there. He's a 6'7" St. Louis guy. And here's a feed 15 feet away. The turnaround shot is in for Jim King, his fourth point tonight. 27-19, Benedictine. We're at 3 minutes to go in the half. Ravens come up court with it. Matt Austin has it right side. Entry pass, Timmy. Blocked, and this time no foul called. Back the other way, but it will come Jalen Blaze. We've not heard much from Blaze, but there's an assist as he will dish it down to Seth Larson, and Larson collects his first 2 points of the evening. 27-21. Benedictine, 2:45 to go. Ravens, they want to see this nice lead evaporate here before halftime. Timmy off the right block. Back out to Bristol. To Timmy. He'll go to the baseline, kick it to Cruz. He can hit that three, but it was a little too strong. Rebounding it down, CSC. Back up the floor, Blaze. At the baseline, no room in the middle for Kaiser. Kicks it over to Larson. And Culver backs it out on top. Shot clock at 17. Here's a three, launched way too strong. And Saxton gets upstairs to haul it in. 2 minutes to play in the half. Benedictine up court with it. I am impressed and thrilled with the crowd here tonight. Bristol into the corner. Cruz will go three again, and that one will also not fall. And again, the rebound to CSC. Benedictine now over 2 minutes without scoring. Into the lane, falling away. The shot off the window. Nope. Cruz upstairs for the board. Bristol, Austin, Ravens break. Austin down the floor, changes hands. Yes, sir. Matt Austin, 11 points. 29-21, Benedictine with a minute 20 to go in the half. Are we getting a timeout? We are. Culver Stockton taking a timeout. Jalen Blaze coming over to the coach with a look of unhappiness and upset on his face. He doesn't like this timeout. But, Joseph, we do. Let's do it. Minute 19 to go. We're in the first half in Atchison. Benedictine 29, CSC 21.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Back to play. Culver Stockton's made a duo of substitutions, bringing Wallace and Resnicki back into the game. Krasniqi will lean in and then tries to dish it down at the baseline, but misjudged the location of his teammate. That is the newest also guy in the game, Ethan Figgert. Figgert is a freshman from Australia. Here come the Ravens. Bristol Cruz misses the point blank, follows it up, but gets it back. Eric Cruz misses the first one, but hits the second, and he's at four, and the Ravens again up by 10. 31-21, 45 seconds left in the half. Here's a three, Krasniqi. Oh, wow. He throws that thing down, the big guy from way out there. That was a nice three-point shot. His first points tonight, 31-24. Shot clock and game clock, quite a bit between them, about 8 seconds between them as we count it down toward halftime. Here's Matt Austin and Cruz to Matt. Shot clock at 10, lots of time. Matt goes baseline, dishes it out on top. Timmy for three. Bingo! Jaden Timmy! He has had a fabulous first half. Ravens go up, 34-24. 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot at the buzzer off the mark. It's intermission. And walking off the floor today. Overstocked the locker room. Now stopping. Jalen Blaze goes nose to nose with the official, and he is really unhappy, complaining about not having been fouled on that play. Now he's going to turn and walk off as a couple of his teammates come around and kind of help him decide to leave. We're going to come back here to the Nolan and recap the first half for you. Halftime at Atchison. It's Benedict in 34, Culver Stockton 24.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
As we return here to the Nolan Gymnasium, give a listen to the crowd in the background as they're enjoying some of the halftime games and entertainment and things for the students on hand here tonight. Take some half-court shots and the like, and just got to give them a little break, a night out. Thank you so much. Adam, that's you. Let me recap some of the first half stats. What do you say? For Benedict, and they've been shooting the ball pretty well. 12 of 23, 52%. A lot more shots taken by Culver, but they haven't hit as many. So you know what that means, a poor percentage. 11 of 32 for Culver Stockton, 34%. From the outside, CSC's icy. 2 of 9, hitting 22% from the outside. And how about this? Wildcats haven't had a free throw tonight. Benedict is 4 of 10, 3-point shooting, including 2 of 2 by Jaden Timmy. And the Ravens are 6 of 8. At the free throw line. Benedictine is checking the rebound, total rebounds. The Ravens have out-rebounded Culver Stockton 18-13. Turning it over 7 times. Wildcats have turned it over 5. It's been a pretty interesting first half, but the Ravens came out of the blocks nicely and put together a lead and are hanging on to it by double figures here at halftime. The scoring recap for Culver Stockton, Quentin Wallace is the leading guy. How about that? He's got a half a dozen points. Jim King, Jalen Blaze, each with 4. three apiece for Spanis and Resnicki, and two for Ortiz Trailer. For Benedictin, two guys in double-figure scoring with Matt Austin knocking at 11, and coming off the bench, Jaden Timmy has 10. Eric Cruz, Saxon Thuston with four apiece, three and a half for Nicer Scott, Amon Lewis, Tyson Caffey each with one. Jaden Bristol did not score in the first half, but has four rebounds and one first half assist. Nobody on either team in any kind of foul trouble, so everybody's pretty good. Second half should be great. And by the way, if you're just kind of wondering, you know, about how they do when they are trailing in the game, trailing at the half should not really worry Corver Stockton too much, because when they are down at the half, they have come back to win most of those games this season. So there you have it. And even when they are shooting less than 50%, they're 9-5. That said, Corver Stockton, a capable team, a talent-laden team, they're going to be good when they come back in the second half. And speaking of coming back for the second half, that's just what we're going to do. But right now, we're taking a break. Intermission in Atchison. Halftime score, Benedictine 34, Culver Stockton 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph for a bit. He's in that K-Radio Sports studio. And when, my goodness, the halftime he's put together for you, phenomenal.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it, from your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruit and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got the Benedictine Ravens playing host to Culver Stockton. We'll be returning to the men's game in just a couple of moments, taking a look at the Carrick Country Sports Calendar. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be traveling to the Oskaloosa Tournament, where we will have Valley Falls versus Rossville at 6, and the JCN versus Oskaloosa game at 7:30. Coming up on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, we will have the Benedictine Ravens on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa, as they are taking on William Penn. The women will take to the court at 2 p.m. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Taking a look around the area in women's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we had Mount Mercy beat Peru State with a final score of Mount Mercy 74 and Peru State 58. And on the game that you listened to earlier here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Lady Ravens at 70 points to Culver Stockton 57. Taking a look at men's games in action. It is at the half that Mount Mercy is trailing Peru State with a score of Peru State State 48, Mount Mercy 35. And in this game, we've got Benedictine 34 to Culver Stockton's 24. We'll be returning with a look at the high school sports in just a moment.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Taking a look at tournament play in northeastern Kansas, we have an overtime win to report. It was Donovan West by 1 point versus Lynn, 53-52. In the other Tennessee Valley tournaments, we had Blue Valley fall to Axtell with a final score of Axtell 60, Blue Valley 31. And Troy fell to Hanover with a final score of Hanover 48, Troy 40. The Atchison Redmen are at the Thunder Classic. The Atchison Phoenix are at the Thunder Classic, and they won their game. In the boys' game, it was 58 for Atchison. St. Mary's Academy had 41 points. In the first quarter of the Holton-Bonner Springs game, Holton is on top 16-10. We have one final in the women's games to in the ladies' games to report. We have Royal Valley beating Santa Fe Trail at the Panther Classic 48-44. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 1 below. Tonight, under clear skies, east winds at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 29. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 19. Much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. Once again, 1 below tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And the temperature has been falling since I came in. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 7.3 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind out of the east, northeast at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 73%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.55 inches of mercury. Dew point 1 degree Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill between 2 and 7 degrees Fahrenheit out there right now. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute or so.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects, or business expansions and ag loans. We are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Counts live at the arena for the second half action.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas. Getting set to go to the second half. Ravens in front of Culver Stockton. They're from Canton, Missouri. Ground front 34-24. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, back at the Cape Radio Sports Studio, for handling all of that stuff at halftime. He is good at that. Joseph, thank you. You can hear the Benedictine Pep Band in the background. The crowd here, phenomenal this evening. And so, it's always good to see a nice turnout, a nice crowd. It's also always good to see fans up the scoreboard, see Benedictine leading it by double figures at half to it against a good, good Culver Stockton team. I mean, Culver Stockton comes in 13-5 on the season. Benedictine is 12-6. Out on the court to begin the second half. Let's see who we are going to have out here. For the Ravens, it'll be the original five. You're going to have Nysir Scott and Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, and Tyson Caffey. For Culver Stockton, I've got Javon Bonister and Jalen Blaze, Antonio Ortiz Traylor, Jim King, and Quentin Wallace. So each team with their 35. Matt pulls three and hits it. 9 seconds in to the second half, and Matt Austin goes to 14 points. Matt Austin, 37-24, Benedictine. Just underway in the second half. And now the ball's going to be stolen. Nysir. It's a jailbreak. He scores two. Nysir with five. And it's 39-24. What a start for Benedictine. 5 points in the first half a minute of the second half. Culver Stockton is going to be able to drive into the middle. And a lot of standing around right there as Monaster will get his first points of the game. 39-26. Ravens don't want to track me here. Remember we talked earlier that your best shot at beating Culver is keeping them lower in the point range, not just letting them score haphazardly. Here's Matt Austin with it, right side, nice here, into the corner to Saxton. Here's Matt, and as he goes in, they're going to call him for a travel. And back it's going to come to Culver Stockton. Now the guy that Benedictine must be, as always, most concerned with is going to be Jalen Blaze, and with only 4 points in the first half, a guy who's averaging huge numbers for this team, averaging about 18-plus a game. I mean, he is just a handful. Can't let him get carried away in the second half, and the ball's going to go out of bounds with a block shot on the other end on Benedict, and Culver's going to have it back into their offensive end. We're 18:39 to go in the game. This Saturday, tons of great games, and for Benedictine, we'll be with them in Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Ravens at William Penn. I was kidding some of the fans here a moment ago. We get a foul called on a dunk that got blocked by Saxton, and they're going to call Saxton for a foul. That's right, a dunk that was blocked by Saxton Thuston, but they say he got him across the arm. Foul number one for Saxton, and the free throw for Jim King, way short, barely draws iron. That is the first free throw tonight for Culver Stockton, by the way. Did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Second free throw is good. I was mentioning a moment ago as the Ravens lead now 39-27. I was kidding with some of the fans that how William Penn really not very good. I mean, they're what? 9-1 in the conference, 18-1 overall, number two in the nation, a winning streak of seven games. Ravens shot up, no good. Culver racing down the floor, looking for a little transition bucket, can't get it there, and will feed it to Wallace. The big man finger rolls off the backboard and scores. Quinton Wallace with eight. It is 39-29, Ravens lead trimmed back to 10, 2 minutes into the second half. Here's the feed underneath. Tyza Cathy, again, for some reason, wants to dribble the basketball, and it's going to be taken right away from him off the floor. Back up with it will come Culver Stockton. Here's a three from the outside for Culver, and they'll bury it from way out there. Jim King knocking in three, 39-32. Tyza Cathy, Kevin told him a little bit with the speed of there of some of these guys, and his time has reflected it. He's only got 9 minutes to play in the game. Matt Austin, 22. Jaden Bristol, 20. Jaden with a three-point shot. Jaden Bristol. That is his first score of the evening. 42-32. Ravens again pushed back up by 10 as we're down to 17-20 left in the game this evening. Siobhan Modester down the floor to Blaze. Nysir has done such a job on him. Now Blaze from 17, and he will throw it down. Coming off the screen, Jaden Blaze, 6 points. 42-34, and we're inside 17 minutes to go. Nysir Scott down court. The feed in the middle of Tyson, cross court, Saxton, he'll go for three. What about that? Saxton Houston, not typically a three-point shooting guy, but he threw that one down, and it's 45-34. Still 16 and a half to go. Modester on top. Skip pass, King, baseline, 16, no, rebound, Matt Austin. And Benedictine coming the other way with Bristol. Jaden dribbling with the right hand, indicating the offensive set with his left hand. Accelerates down the left side of the lane, splits two defenders, puts it off the window and draws a foul. He's coming to the line. The foul is going to be credited to Quinton Wallace. Quinton Wallace, a big man out there, 6'7" senior from Clarksville, Texas. And that is his first foul of the game, and he's going to check out. Benedictine will take Tyson Cathy out of the game, and Eric Cruz returns for the Ravens. In the lineup now for Culver Stockton, Caleb Kaiser. Here's a shot, and another Culver Stockton foul. This one is going to be for Javon Modester. I have three. Talking about Caleb Kaiser, Culver's got some big guys out there. Kaiser's one of them, a 6'7" sophomore. BC on top, Cruz straight away, three, hangs on the front, doesn't go down. Did we get a jump ball? What are we going to have called here? Jump, yep, possession, Wildcats. 45-34, Benedictine by 11. We are 16-04 to go in the game, and Culver averaging over 78 a game. Still with only 34 right now. So that Benedictine defense has been absolutely outstanding. End of the South Division. The Ravens on top at 6-3. Evangel 6-4. Mid-America 5-4. Here's a three from the left side for Culver Stockton. And Alonzo Ortiz Traylor, the hyphenated surname, has his 5 point tonight. 45-37. Here's Nysir spins. Oh, my goodness. What a move by Nysir Scott. That was a thing of beauty. He drove into the lane, working his way to the right, spun 360 counterclockwise, going the opposite way, and then the defender, who was nowhere near by that time, could not stop him, and he lays it up and in. Outstanding. 47-37. The shot from the outside, no. Sweeping the board down. Saxton Thurston. And then the shot on the other end as it misses. The Ravens coming up with it. Bristol on top. Cruz nearly travels back to Bristol. Left side, Saxton in the corner. Nysir. Nysir into the lane again. And another finger roll. That time as he split two defenders, he went up. He elevated. And that layup off the glass started from a point above the rim. 49-37. Benedictine. Blaze with it. Nysir defending him. Blaze goes left, loses the handle. It's picked up by Saxton. Oh, my. Look out. Houston dunks it, and then gets fouled from behind, picks it up, goes up, missed it again, and the rebound pulled down Culver. No foul called. And now a collision on the other end, and what a charge drawn by JB. The offense, a foul on Ortiz Traylor, his third foul. That's got Coach Hill on his feet, pulling chairs out on the floor, taking a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with 14:19 to go in this men's college game. In Atchison and Kansas, it's Benedictine 49, Culver Stockton 37.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Pep band in the background, Raven dance team out on the floor entertaining an outstanding crowd here this evening, and it's great to have you with us for college basketball here on Care Radio tonight. Tomorrow night, we'll be glad to have you with us for high school basketball. We will be bringing you Friday night action from the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. A couple of nice games coming up in that one, and we look forward to sharing them with you. At 6 and 7:30, you know, ish for the 7:30 one. Coming out of the timeout, Cruz brings it in, Bristol brings it up. Scott Bristol, Austin, Cruz and Thuston still out there. No, wait, there's been a substitution, and this is so interesting. As Cruz backs in, tries to go through a defender, kicks it over to the right side to Nicier. Nicier goes back door. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked back up by Culver. Racing down the floor. The easy layup is good for a pair. And that is Keyshawn Petty. His first points of the game, 49-39. 13:45 to go. And here's the feed in the middle of Timmy. Can't get it. The ball draws the foul. Coming to the line. And he's a little disappointed he didn't knock that one in. So let me reset that Benedictine 5 for you. It is different. Jaden Bristol in the backcourt. Nicier Scott up there with him. Right side of the lane is Eric Cruz. Jaden Timmy at the free throw line, whose first of two will not go in. One more shot coming up here for Jaden. And in the game, for not just the first time today or this week, but for the first time this month, I believe, you're going to find Chris Jackson, the 6'2 senior from Dayton, Ohio. Timmy will hit the second shot, pushing the Raven lead to 50-39. Back out on top of the basketball, it's going to be Seth Larson. No, Caleb Kaiser. Kaiser to Larson. Now left to King. These are all big, wide-body guys. Three of them in there right now for Culver Stockton. Krasnicki has it, defended by Chris Jackson. Chris looks so excited to be out there. Now here's Krasnicki's shot, blocked by Chris. Rebounding Benedictine. Here comes Nicier. Nicier goes right. Nicier goes across the baseline. Chris, it's a three. Willie wouldn't fall. And rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll be Raven basketball. Adam, is this the first time this year that we've seen Chris on the floor? Was he in for a minute early in the... Okay, I know he'd been gone for a while now. 13 minutes to go in the whole game, and the Ravens bring it in. Out on top is Chris. Jackson starts left, comes out on top, Timmy, right side, Bristol. You got five guys out there who can just blister the shot, and Jaden Bristol falls to the floor, and this is not good as he has fallen on his ankle, and they're going to have to stop the play here in a minute. The shot on the other end is up and no good, and rebound Benedictine, and we got to stop the play. Here we go. We're going to take a timeout. 12:41 to go in the game. Ravens 50, Wildcats 39.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects, or business expansions and ag loans. We are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. A lot of things to catch you up on. We went to the timeout due to an injury to Jaden Bristol, who had fallen and looked like his twisted ankle a little bit. And then after the Ravens put the ball in play, it comes into Cruz, who just knocks down a quick three. And now Culver goes up and in for a two of the room from Seth Larson. So recapitulate the score here. It's 53-41. We've got 11:45 to go in the game. Benedict is up by a dozen, but Raven fans holding their collective breaths about Jaden Bristol. But yet, the good news is we watch Jaden. He's going over to the trainer's table, but he walked over there by himself. So that is encouraging. Here's a Benedictine shot from the top, and there's a long two by Chris Jackson. 55-41. Long way yet to go in this, though. 11:20 to go. You cannot count this Culver Stockton team out. They are so offensive-minded. Now the ball is going to be spatted away by Chris. Lost out of bounds by Keyshawn Penny, and the Ravens are going to have it back in. Alonzo Ortiz Trailer will come back in. Also for Culver will be Nick Spanias. And Benedictin coming up the floor. Scott, Jackson, Timmy, Austin, and Cruz. There's your Raven 5 right now as we're inside 11 to play. Jaden Timmy goes left side. Jaden has come off the bench and done tremendous work tonight. As he goes up with a shot, he gets fouled. And the shot never gets out of his hands, actually. So never like he had a chance for three. But it is going to be a foul on Ortiz Trailer. And Coach Hill's got to be pulling his hair out. He put Trailer in. Inside 30 seconds ago with his third foul. Now he's picked up his fourth foul, and I wonder if he's going to just pull him right back out. Timmy's free throw is up and good, and yep, here he comes. Trailer comes out just kind of grinning, that sheepish grin, like, man, how did I go out there? How did I last 20-something seconds? And now I got a fourth foul, and I'm coming right back over here to the pine. Second free throw, yeah, Jaden Timmy. 7 of 8 at the free throw line, 13 points, 57-41, and we're 10:50 to go. Jaden Blaze, you got to watch him. So good. We've been talking about him all night, but the Ravens have kept him in control, and now we'll have a foul called on Chris Jackson. Chris has drawn the job of defending Zach Resnicki. So with that, Chris will have his first foul. And that's Benedictine's second team foul of the half. Culver has already picked up five. Accelerating into the lane. The shot blocked from behind Matt Austin, but saved by Culver. Resnicki off the window and scores it. That was a spectacular block from behind. 57-43 Ravens. 10:20 to go. Now BC has gone to the bench and brought Ahmad Lewis in. Chris Jackson kicks it over to Cruz. Back out on top to Timmy, Matt Austin. Here are five guys who love to score. Falling away from 13. Matt, no. Rebound to Spanis and Culver back up. They're down 14. Here's a feed. The layup. It's up. It's in. Count it. Plus one. So with a 14-point lead, this equaled Benedictine's largest advantage. And now, as a shot is hit and a free throw is imminent, Ravens are going to take a timeout before that free throw is shot. So we'll come back to a free throw for Culver Stockton. But right now, timeout of the court, 9:53 to play. Benedictine 57, Culver Stockton 45.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan. Lots of games going on around the area. Some scores beginning to trickle in. ACCHS Lady Tigers notch another win tonight. The Jefferson County North girls had that game close. It was a one-point game late. Had to commit fouls to try to get the ball back, and ACCHS able to pull out the 56-48 win. So, congratulations to them, and to the Lady Chargers. We'll play a tough, tough game. Free throw coming up here now for the plus one, and it is going to be good. And I'm telling you what, Onyx Fanas out there, he's a pretty good, or rather, Riznicki. He's a pretty good shooter. Now the inbound pass is going to be stolen, and the Ravens give it up to Kayshawn Petty. So, the two-pointer good by Riznicki. Riznicki then hits the free throw. And Benedictine's lead trimmed to 40, 57 to 48. The shot goes up, and the miss, rebounded down by Saxton, who gets fouled. And the Reeves are going to be putting it in play. But here's something to think about as Nick Spanis has his second foul. That will be the... This will be the last time the Ravens put it in play. Benedictine has been fouled six times here in the second half by Culver. And so they're going to be at the free throw line. And the Ravens have been at the free throw line at 10. Here's Matt for three. No. Rebounding it down with 9:20 to go in the game. Culver's docked it. They're back to within nine. Top side with it is going to be Petty. They'll dump it over to the left side. Back up on top to Spanis. Right wing, Petty. Starts in, can't get in, comes back out to Blaze. He'll go three, hit three. Jalen Blaze, you know, it was maybe a matter of time, and there was great defense on him. Ahmad Lewis was right in his eyes, and it's now 57-51. And Culver is on a 10-0 run over the last minute 40. They are 4 of 4 in the last four shots. And the Ravens haven't scored in 2.5 minutes. BC needs to get something on the board. Here's Chris. Goes in. Collision. Shot from the right side. Timmy, it's up a good. There are four bodies on the floor. Riznicki thought he was able to get in to draw the foul. He just quickly ran inside. But here's what you got to understand. Got to look at the floor. Even these college players don't look at the floor and realize that they are within the no contact arc, and that was it. We're going to get a timeout. Raven taking a break with BC. There's a ways to go and a lot of action to come. 8:20 left in the game. Raven 59, Wildcats 51.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine has, let's look out there, Jaden Timmy and Tyson Caffey. This is the first time they've been on the floor simultaneously tonight. Matt Austin, Saxton Thuston, and Nysir Scott, they're still giving a look at the ankle of Jaden Brislin, but he's over here on the sideline, just with a bag of ice on the ankle, so that doesn't look quite so bad. Now here's the ball batted away, saved back by Riznicki, cross-court pass into the corner, 13 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Falling away to the left side. The shot somehow is up and good anyway. Tremendous effort defensively by Tyson Cathy, but somehow Javon Monister is able to put that thing in, and it's now 59-53. Back out top side with the basketball, Benedict. Culver Stockton is 5 of 5. Field goals, his last 5 attempts. Here's the right side, Saxton. Can he get three? Short rebound. Pulled down, and Tyson Caffey's over the back. Tyson's second foul. It is a different team without Jaden Bristol on the floor. There can be no question about that. Spanis goes off the floor for Coach Aaron Hill, and back into the lineup comes Jim King. 27-27 to go in the game. 59-53, Ravens with the lead. They've had the lead for almost the entire game. Culver broke out on top 2-0, but since then it has been all Benedictine. They've led by as many as 14 once in each half. And now their lead trimmed to a half dozen. The ball's going to be kicked in. We'll come back into the Wildcats between their bench and the scorer's table with a fresh 20 on the shot clock. Monster has it. And here's Javon Monster. Goes left, drives in, feeds it out on top. It's loose. Going to be saved by Culver. Alone, right corner, three, and perfect. And there you go, Jalen Blaze. You knew he was a dangerous, dangerous player, and he's showing it is now. 59-56, and the Ravens 14-point lead is three, and now the ball is on the floor, and the battle for the loose basketball. The officials are going to run up there, and let's see what they have to tell us. But 6:46 to play in the game. It is going to be Benedictine basketball. They will call it a jump ball, alternate possession. And Houston will bring it in. Out on top. There's Nysir. He's had a nice night. 7 points already for Nysir Scott. Skip pass down low. Tyson Caffey stripped out of his hands. Off Tyson's knee. And Benedictine gives it back again to Culver Stockton. And for the Wildcats, a chance at a lead. And that bang you heard, that was Coach Moody. I hope he didn't hurt himself as he punches the score table. He's frustrated, and you can kind of see why, as this team is struggling a little bit. They've been outscored 15-2 in the last about 4.5 minutes. Here's a three. That one doesn't go down, but the follow is up and in. Plus one is Javon Monister. Skies up. Pushes it back up and in. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Jaden Timmy. His second of the game, and Javon Monister coming to the line with a chance to tie this thing up. He is an 87%+ free throw shooter. Benedictine is going to bring both Chris Jackson and Eric Cruz back into the game. 6:18 to go. We're a free throw from a tie. And it's in. Starting over. 6:18 left. Ravens had a 14-point lead 4 minutes and 2 seconds ago. Here comes Nysir. Scott has it on top. Coach Aaron Hill is just really animated as he's all the way out from midcourt. And a driving effort for Benedictine is going to result in a foul by Jalen Blaze. Pretty inconsequential, only his first. And coming to the line, Nysir Scott. The fact that the Ravens would be in a 1-1, inconsequential, this is going to be a two-shot foul, the front half of which is no good. Nysir is a good free throw shooter, 78.6% on the season. Looking for a Raven slim lead, and he will not get it. Nysir misses two. Culver Stockton has the ball. They have a chance to take a lead, something they have not had since they were in front 2-0. Monister with it, swings it right side. Here's Blaze. He goes in, reverse the layup, missed it. Huge break for Benedictine. Blaze is really upset that that thing did not fall in. I thought it was going to go down. A rebound by Tyson, and here comes Nysir. 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game. 59-59. What a game we've got for you here tonight on CARE. Out on top is going to be Eric Cruz. Drives down Broadway. Puts it up and in, Eric Cruz. Ravens back up 61-59. 5:20 to go. Yeah, you bet. This game's going to go right down to the final possession. Monister with the top side. Working against the center. Shot is up, no good. And Monister again ends up on the floor. And I don't know exactly how Benedictine ends up with the mismatch out there, but they do. The foul on Tyson Campy is his third. And back at the free throw line, Monister. And he is so good. We're going to get Timmy in after the first of two, which is in. We're also going to get Ahmad Lewis back in. So Tyson Canty comes out. Matt Austin comes out. In the second half, after an 11-point first half, Matt Austin has only 3 second-half points on a long shot. Modester looking for one more. I mean, he is just that good. The left, he flips it up and in. And we're tied again at 61. 5:06 remain. Here's Nysir with the basketball. One-hand push pass. Ahmad Lewis swings it back out on top. Chris Jackson. Here's Nysir way out on top. Shot clock at a dozen. Nysir accelerates left. We're going to get through Nicky. Here's Cruz. Hits for three, but short. Wide right. And Timmy pulls the rebound down. And he is knocked to the floor and then fallen on. Make sure he's okay. And I'll tell you what, Modester, he is the guy who is wherever something's happening. If there's a shot that he's taking, he's going to take it. Is there a foul that needs committed, a rebound that needs? He's going to be trying to do those things. And again, out there on the court, they got him listed at 5'10". He's 5'7", maybe. Here's a free throw. Timmy, he'll earn the second. Got it. Jaden Timmy. And again, the Ravens lead. Second free throw. Got them both. Benedictine bumps two. 63-61. 4:38 to go. Modester now will play with four personal fouls. I don't think Coach Hill can be without him out there. Driving across, going into the lane. A shot blocked by Eric Cruz. Is leaning in. Seth Larson thought he was going to get around him. And Cruz, an athletic maneuver. Shot clock at 13, and we're going to get a timeout. Coach Aaron Hill for Culver Stockton taking a break. Let's do it, Joseph. Wow, this thing is a great game and a great finish coming up. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the contest. It's Benedictine 63, Culver Stockton 61.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you, the F band in the background, and I know I've talked about it several times, but it bears repeating. The crowd tonight, phenomenal. It's always good to see this kind of fan turnout for these games, and everybody's got to be loving this. I mean, what closer, more entertaining, more exciting game could you be hoping for than a game that has been tied twice here since 6:18 to go? It's a 2-point Raven lead right now, and Culver Stockton down a pair, has the ball in at their end. 13 on the shot clock. They'll take to Blaze. Back out on top. That's going to be Riznicki. Back it away, reaching it. Jaden Timmy just strips the ball away from Alonzo Ortiz trailer, and he is in the game with four fouls for Culver Stockton. So for the Wildcats, 2 4 foul players, and we have 4 minutes left. Here's Chris Jackson. Top side, gets it to Cruz, cuts left, goes baseline, changes direction, goes up, shoots. Does he get it? They call a travel. Riznicki wants a little foul call, but he's going to get one on himself. Riznicki commits the foul. Only his first. Eric Cruz hits the bucket, so they're going to count the 2+1. Up. In Cruz, a 3-point play. 66-61, Benedictine now with 3:49 to go. Modester up the floor, right side, spinning, twisting, the shot off balance. No good by Riznicki, and rebounding it down. It's nice here. Scott coming up the floor. Modester took an elbow to the head as Kimmy just had stood there. He was like a sycamore in the middle of the floor. Podesta ran right into him. And now the ball is going to be knocked away. Riznicki rolls down, slides down, goes up, shot blocked by Nysir. And out of bounds off Riznicki, Ravens basketball. And Riznicki just sitting on the floor in front of the pin, looking out on the floor, wondering how that happened. What a great defensive play, David. Now we're going to see Matt Austin coming in. Ahmad Lewis comes out. This is about as loud as I've heard this place in a while. Probably playoff time a couple, 3 years ago. Riznicki comes out of the game. Here comes Benedictine, up court with it. Chris Jackson will dribble it up. Gets double teamed, has it stolen out of his hand. Down the left side, Blaze shoots, no. Rebound, Eric Cruz for Benedictine. Cruz comes up with a great rebound. And Coach Moody is telling his guys, okay, take a minute, man. Slow it down. 66-61 Ravens with 2:47 to play. Taking a break, let's do it. Coach Moody says, I want it all. Full break. 2:46 to go in an exciting ball game here in Atchison. Ravens 66, Culver Stockton 61.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We don't know who's going to win this game. What we do know is you won't find any more exciting basketball than you're enjoying tonight here on CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. Thank you, Joseph. That felt nice. 2 minutes and 46 seconds ago in this men's game. Ravens broke out to a lead early, led by 14 halfway through the opening half, led by 14 again. With 10:20 to go in the game, so halfway through the second half. The Culver's battled back. They've tied the game twice, but I think the critical and crucial component is they have never been able to take a lead in this game. And the Ravens have pushed back. Now, up five and have the basketball. Here's Cruz. Slides right. No room. Back out on top. Matt Austin shakes his defender. Goes into the lane. Lays it up and in, Matt Austin. 68-61, and Benedictine is on a 7-0 run with 2:24 to play. And for Matt Austin, 16 points now. CSC comes out on top. You can see a little bit of desperation in this possession. Here's a shot up, and they go to their scorer, Jalen Blaze, who hits it plus one. Jalen Blaze goes to the hole, puts it up and in. Coach is going to take Quentin Wallace out of the game. Quentin is not very happy about coming out for Culver Stockton. Blaze free throw is good. 68-64. 2:09 to go. Ravens with it in the backcourt. Matt, Eric in the middle. Down to the left side to Nysir. 2 minutes to play. Ravens have the ball up four. Nysir Scott eases to the right side, out on top to Cruz, accelerates into the lane, through three defenders, and misses the layup with the left hand. Rebound, Culver Stockton. Up the floor, uncharacteristically, Seth Larson, the forward, is going to bring it down to court, loses the handle, picks it back up, and in traffic will shoot and miss. Rebound, Benedictine, and Timmy gets fouled, and walking straight to the bench is Alonzo. He doesn't look left. He doesn't look right. He just spins and goes to the bench. And I will tell you that Alonzo Ortiz Traylor is frustrated. And his last two fouls have come with him in the game for less than a minute combined. Ortiz Trailer Road in the ninth. 21 minutes of playing time and, 5 points, and he has fouled out. We've got a minute 34 to go. And again, keep in mind, you've got Javon Modester out there with 4 fouls also for Culver Stockton. Ravens 5-4 with a minute 34 to go. Culver's taking all the time that they are allowed to make the substitution. And it's an interesting substitution. They're taking out a really big guy. Timmy's free throw is up and good. Taking out a big man, and you're going to bring into the game Keyshawn Petty. Keyshawn is a 5'10 freshman from St. Louis, and again, he also, kind of like Monaster, is closer to 5'7, maybe 8, maybe. Jaden Timmy hits both free throws and then comes out of the game. Back into the Raven lineup is Saxton Thuston. Minute 28 to go. Here's Culver up the floor, down 6, a 3-point shot, set sail, no good, and way upstairs, Saxton for the board. 70-64 BC. Ravens across the timeline, out on top with it. Nicier feeds in the middle of Saxton. Back out on top, Nicier. BC's got the shot clock down to 10, and the game down to 1 minute to go. Nicier has the ball knocked away from behind. It's on the floor. Culver picks it up. Racing up the floor with it is going to be Jalen Blaze. Outlets it over to the left side. The dish into the corner. Monaster comes out on top. Big man, Riznicki, 3. Off the mark. Rebound. Allowed to go out of bounds by Cruz. And Benedictine is going to have it back in the corner. The Ravens will have the ball in play. And now the chess match begins. Head coach Aaron Hill making multiple substitutions. And the Ravens taking a timeout. He's asking the official, Coach Moody, is where the ball is coming in so he can set this inbound play. So here we go. Timeout Benedictson. As they return, the ball will come in play down to the baseline in front of the band in the deep backcourt. We've got only 45 seconds of play this evening. Benedictson 70, Culver 64.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
So good to have you with us here this evening, and what a game we're having here for UARK Radio. Happy to be bringing it along down inside the last minute. Only 45 seconds remain, and the Ravens up 70-64. Culver Stockton's leading scorer, Jalen Blaze, only 4 points at halftime, but he has picked up the tempo. Blaze is now at 15, averages 17 a game, so he's right there, and BC can't get it in, and they're going to take another timeout. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, as the Ravens found the defense giving them some trouble. They are going to take another timeout and reassess their inbound plan. Here we go. Tomorrow night, Hunt Care. Yeah, the basketball action just doesn't quit. We're going to have high school hoops from the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational. Games at 6 o'clock, games at 7 o'clock here on Care Radio. So we look forward to bringing those to you. Oh, you're asking, well, no, who's playing? I'll tell you, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, it'll be Valley Falls and Rossville. So the Dogs coming to the tournament. At 7:30, it'll be Jefferson County North and the host, Oskaloosa team. So those are our two games tomorrow here on Care. And then, of course, Saturday, it'll be Benedict in basketball as the men and women will travel to William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Now BC is going to get the ball in play. Ravens up the floor. Over to the left side to Timmy. Comes out on top, and they foul Jaden Timmy. Jaden's had the hot hand, and Jaden having some points tonight. How about 19 already for Timmy? Coach Aaron Hill is going to bring Monster back in with those four fouls. Then he wants him out there for offense. Timmy now at 20 points. Into the game also for Culver is going to come Jim King. King can score. He averages about 10 a game. Second free throw. Couldn't be better. Jade Timmy at 21 points. Now Timmy is going to come out back into the game. Become Ahmad Lewis as the Ravens make an offense-defense switch, leading it 72-64. And a runner on the other end is going to be up and good. And Monister takes a timeout. Coach Moody looks at the team and say, guys, is nobody going to step in front of that fella? And I'm not sure that we're going to stay right here because this is not going to be long. I am not certain that Ahmad Lewis is okay. He's just walked away and kind of down to the end of the bench. And I don't know if he was run into or banged up or what, but he's just walking towards the training table. Steve Trainer is now having a visit with him. Saturday afternoon in Oskaloosa, we've been talking about the William Penn matchup. The William Penn guys are not just good, they are fantastic. Tonight, as of tonight, they're 18-1, 9-1 in the conference. They are undefeated at home. They are number two in the nation. And Coach Henry's got them playing as good as they sound. I mean, they are just remarkable. So the Ravens are going to have their hands full. It should be a great game. And this Benedictine team has been playing so, so well here in the second semester. They are a single point away from being 6-0. Here in January, that overtime loss. Ravens bring it in the backcourt, and they're going to foul Timmy. They're going to have to. BC was very smart. Put it in the hands of Jaden Timmy. He has been the hot guy at the free throw line. And at 28 seconds to play, Jaden will come to the free throw line. And is everybody else going to be in the backcourt? Coach Moody talking to Nysir, giving him his assignment. So Nysir and Eric Cruz, the first free throw is perfect. Jaden Timmy. Wow, what a night. So Cruz and Nysir are going to be near the top of the key in the backcourt. And then right behind the top of the key, behind Timmy in the forecourt, going to be Ahmad Lewis, who's back out there. And Chris Jackson, second free throw, will not go in. Here comes Culver Stockton. Ravens up 73-66. Culver, blaze for three. Off the mark. Rebound. Saved. Tipped around. Saved down by Timmy. Ravens have it in the backcourt. Jaden Timmy gets fouled again. And that will be foul number five on Javon Monister. He rips the shirt out of his tucked in trouser and comes off the floor. Monister, he is, I tell you what, if you're looking for an adjective like for him, competitor. I mean, this kid is all in all the time. The senior from Denton, Texas. The free throw, Jade Timmy gets another one. Second free throw, it's good. And ball will come in the backcourt. Ravens again make their offense-defense switch. They'll bring it up to Seth Larson. Larson will just crank up a three. It's way off the mark. Another rebound. Larson will fire another one. It's off the mark. Ravens are just going to let that thing roll around back here. 2 seconds to go, and Benedictine is on the verge of a huge home win. Ravens fans need to be coming to their feet, showing this team a little love because they have been outstanding here tonight. The ball comes in play. The clock expires, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in the Nolan. Benedictine, 75. Culver Stockton, 66. We'll be back. Recap the game. And don't forget, stick around to enjoy a little conversation right here shortly with BC head coach Ryan Moody. All that and more when we return here to the Nolan.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedict. It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Your local stop for the latest for all things they think is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 711 Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, where the crowd is, I like to see crowds. Not in any big rush to get out of here tonight. They are visiting and chatting and just enjoying the win here this evening by Benedictine. The Ravens defeat a very good Culver Stockton team tonight, 75-66. Let's recap the scoring in the game, shall we? First of all, for the Wildcats, who moved to 13-6. And it's just so unusual, I can't believe. 13-6, fabulous record. But they are 4-6 in this conference. That shows you how good the conference is. Culver Stockton led tonight by Shaylen Blaze. No surprise there. 15 points, got 11 of them in the second half. Double figures also for Javon Monister with 11. Following them, then it was 8 each for Jim King and Quentin Wallace. You will find Zach Resnicki with a half a dozen, four tonight for Keyshawn Petty, and Nick Spanis with three on the evening. Oh, by the way, Alonzo Ortiz Traylor had five. Two players for Culver fouled out in the last minute and a half of the game. Ortiz Traylor, and then with 12 seconds left, Monister finally fouls out of the game. For Benedictine, all you can say is, wow, what a day for number 15, huh? Jaden Timmy leads the team, and this is maybe, we'll have to do a little research, this may be a high watermark offensively scoring for Jaden, 24 points tonight. Okay, and you talk about, you got to take advantage of opportunities presented to you, particularly when you play really, really good teams like this, and Jaden Timmy did that tonight. he shot so well. 3 of 4. See you Saturday. 3 of 4 from the floor. 2 of 2 three-point shooting for Jaden Timme. And they put him at the free throw line a lot. And Cooper Stockton, I think, thought they were going to test him. And he passed this. He's carrying a 4-0. 16 of 18 at the free throw line. 18 free throws. Jaden Timme, 16. For Benedictine, you also had double-figure scoring. Of course you did, by Matt Austin. Matt with 16 points, 7 of 12 shooting. He was 2 of 5 from outside, and Matt Austin, another 16.9. Double figures as well by Eric Cruz, 4 in the first half, 8 in the second half for Eric. He was 5 of 12 with 7 rebounds tonight, so a nice job. Here comes Coach Moody over. Nice here. Scott had 9, and we had 7 tonight for Saxton. It goes then to Jaden. No, right, yeah, we're golden, man. Coach, yeah, there's plenty of slack there if you need it. Tug that right up. It's, yeah. Ryan Moody joins us, head coach of the Ravens. Can you hear me, Coach? Are we on there?
I can hear you. Woo-hoo. Because I'm just a little out of breath coming up the bleachers.
Well, take a minute. I was just finishing up all the scoring because there was a bunch of scoring, and I'm kind of gushing a little bit about Jaden Timme. I don't know. I can't say enough about this guy and the way he played tonight, and they tested him. Put him at the free throw line or not. They thought that, you know, maybe he was going to fold, and he didn't. I mean, he was fantastic.
He really was. He must have felt it because he came into the locker room. You know, the guys usually get the fourth quarter to themselves to go stretch and get themselves ready to play, and I'm usually in the locker room kind of sitting there just thinking things through a little bit. He came in and said, Coach, my ankle's fine. I'm good to go today. So I think he was reminding me that he's a pretty good player that's coming off the bench right now, and I better get him in. So I'm glad that I listened. But, yeah, he played really well today, made free throws, was aggressive, physical. You could see the confidence in him. You know, I was really proud of the effort. I mean, this is a good offensive team that we were playing. You know, they have all their parts. There's no COVID out there, and they can really score the ball. I mean, they've scored in the 90s quite a bit this year, and we just said we were going to guard them today and make it hard. And I thought that offensively it was one of our better nights lately, you know, percentage-wise, 50% from the field and 40%, 42% from three. You know, we needed to get Eric going. And honestly, we got Eric going out of necessity because when JB went down with the ankle, I was pretty much trying to run anything that I had in the bag that got Eric the ball in space and just let him go because his first step is pretty good. He can drive bigs, and they're worried about him shooting a three, and he's one of our guys. You know, I mean, like, you got to go to the guys that have gotten you there. I thought Chris Jackson played really well today, defended, got back in there. You know, it's nice to have some guys that have won a lot of games in this program over the last few years back on the floor. You know, they just know how to do it.
I asked Adam next to me, I said, was that maybe, I'm trying to remember if that was the first time Chris has been on the floor since the semester break. And he thought maybe he'd been out there for a moment or two really right out of the gate. But, yeah, pretty much he's just not getting back with you and going.
I mean, that's the first. So he tore his ankle up in the first half of the first game of the year. And then I think we brought him back for like 4 or 5 minutes in the game before park. And then he went home with family issues. And so he hasn't played yet this semester. But he's practiced his tail off. I mean, he's getting after it. He's leading. You know, the second team, I had him on the second team all week, and he was leading that group. And, you know, when Chris is good, we're pretty good because he gives you something, you know, a little extra, a guy that can shoot it, guy that can guard, guy that can drive you. So, you know, I it's good to have him back. And, you know, I mean, all these guys that got in there today gave us something. I mean, it was a Herculean effort. I mean, Matt Austin, I got to find a way to get his minutes down just a little bit. I mean, I think if we play him 34 minutes for the next 9 games, he may wilt away. He may not be with us anymore. So, but, you know, he came out and made early shots. And, you know, it's a gutty effort. I'm telling you, like, this time of year, and you know, the pressure, I mean, people don't get it, but, like, you know, the pressure these guys feel for where they've put this program over the last 10 years, 5 national tournaments, you know, like, they feel the pressure of performing to get us there again, you know, and it's a tight race right now, and every game matters, every possession matters. So, you know, I'm just proud of them for being able to overcome a little bit of that and just go out there and compete. So we'll see. It's a fun group to coach right now because we got a lot of options, and they just guard. I just love the way we defend right now.
I got two other things I got to ask you about. Number one, lot of teams are going to fold up right there. You guys, you led by 14 early. They kind of battled back. They held them at arm's length. You were up 14, and then 3 minutes later, you're tied. There are a lot of teams who have just said, boy, they're just going to come from behind and beat me tonight and fold it up, and these guys had no part of that.
Well, I'll tell you what that was. That was sharks to blood because JB was out, right? I mean, they knew that Jaden was out. They went to their press because, you know, Jaden will beat a press pretty much by himself. They kind of rattled us. They got us into their nerves. We turned it over a couple times against that press, gave them easy buckets. But like you said, we called a timeout. They got after each other. You know, and I'll give Jaden Bristol a lot of credit. He's not sitting over there icing his leg on the side and in the training room. He's in the huddle yelling that they're fine, that they got this, you know. So our senior leaders stepped up and you know, they just found a way to bear down. Like I said, there's a lot of guys on this team that have won a lot of games the last 3 or 4 years. You know, so this is not their first rodeo. And they've been in bad spots before. And I think that our biggest growth over the last couple of years for this group in particular has been facing adversity and staring it down and then getting through it. And tonight was a great example of that. You know, I thought that you're right. They could have folded, but they didn't. They weren't going to allow themselves, and they made plays for each other. And that, you know, thankfully, E and Temi were making big plays.
Coach, another thing is, and I mentioned this during the broadcast, I don't think it was maybe since a playoff games a few years ago that I've heard this place this loud.
Yeah,
it's so
awesome.
Good that this great game and a big win came in front of this many people, and man, I'm just hoping that every one of them comes back and brings a friend.
I agree. If you're listening, come back and bring a friend. Tom's right. You know, I think it helped that we gave the kids hot dogs. You know, it was student appreciation night, so we got the students hot dogs, and you give college kids food, they're going to show up. But, you know, the crowd was fantastic. The band is great. I love our band. I love having them in the gym. I thought that everybody in here helped us, willed us to this game. You know, and if I don't know if you probably picked up on it listening, if you were listening to the game, but, you know, we were in that kind of rattled area. I think we had like a 5-point lead or something. Nysir turns it over, and the guy goes to the rack, and Nysir runs with him and blocks the shot, and the place, like, kept clapping. You know, it wasn't just for the play. Like, after the play, they're still standing up, cheering on the defense and Nysir's effort. So, I mean, our fans are smart. I think they really appreciate how hard this team plays, and, you know, I encourage them to come out because they're fun to watch. You know, we're 7-0 at home now. We've done a good job of protecting home court. And Saturday we get a chance with the number 2 team in the country.
Doesn't get any easier, does it?
Well, that and, you know, but how many times do you get a chance at the number 2 team in the country? You know, I mean, like, how many times do you get that opportunity to play against somebody that good? And I think it's just an awesome opportunity. No one in the world thinks we're going to win that game except us. You know, I mean, no one in the world thinks we're going to win that game against us, and I'll take that any day. You know, like, we'll go up there, and whatever the outcome is, we're going to play our tails off.
I understand.
Yep. We're going to play our tails off, and we're gonna go have some fun with it. So we're looking forward to it. We got to get some rest. Short turnaround, Saturday at 4.
Coach, we will see you up there. Congratulations. It was a good one for you and your guys.
Thank you. The SEC almost got me on that.
Yeah, you're all a golden man. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine men, after a just outstanding, thrilling win for the Ravens at home here tonight over Cover Stockton. In fact, a couple of wins for Benedictine. Ladies game, the BC women winning tonight 70-57, and the guys game, men winning 75-66. Tomorrow night, high school hoops from the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational at 6 and 7:30. And then, as Coach John, we're talking about Saturday, we'll be with Ravens at William Penn. Hey, we certainly want to thank you for having joined us, and we really also have to thank our man, Joseph, for handling all the hard work and the heavy lifting back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you as always. Tim will greet you next time. Tom Counts here in the Nolan. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.